My name's Angus Robertson, and I'm the Chief Executive of Power Perfector, and I'm the company that has sponsored the Wipe Out Waste Awards, which are held annually by Footprint Friends, which is a social networking site in the environment for children. So this is something that, because we're in the business of energy saving, but our technology is all about voltage power optimization, which is improving power quality to reduce carbon emissions in all buildings, any buildings. Something that I don't have the time to do is to be able to turn around and work with children or anything else myself. What I do have is having created a successful company with a great team of people. I've got a little bit of extra money that can go into driving the important challenge, which is for the next generation and for them to be actually bringing forward and changing, making a cultural revolution take place from the bottom up rather than the top down. Because we find actually from the top down it doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
But if we use a little bit of, dare I call it, pester power, maybe we can get parents, you know, why have you left the tap running, Daddy? And why have you left the light on and your computer in your study and you're down here watching the television? And so what we did is formulated this Wipe Out Waste Award and invite nationally the schools to come to it. And these are the 10 finalists we've had today, with four children all presenting their idea of how they think that money can be saved and carbon particularly can be saved in their particular environment. Incredibly valuable. It's wonderful to work with children because it's one day of the year where you can really smile. To see the take-up is absolutely fantastic. And this year was won by Ringwood School, who came up with an idea of being able to standardise the manufacturing of yoghurt pots in order that all of the plastics that are used can be recyclable, instead of, as they are now, most of them going to landfill. So if you make those recyclable plastic and also have aluminium tops, you've got a fully recyclable product, as opposed to all this mismatch which can't be recycled, and this literally has to be buried because you can't do a thing with it. So they gave all the statistics of how much can be changed, and they were the winning, in this case, they were the winning team. But some of the ideas are fantastic. Recycling food waste to be able to feed the herb garden in order to not have to buy herbs for the, which were costing the school £240 a week or something in terms of flavour the food and things like this. Huge ideas. Coming from very little people,
yeah.
In terms of this is the way to do it, and it's a lesson for us, and it really is a lesson for us. So I think the most important thing with the event is to motivate young people to know that they can be the champions of change tomorrow, and from that I can learn a lot,
yeah.
We can all learn a lot, and they take it back home, and hopefully their parents then take it back into their working environment. So that's the whole objective behind Wipe Out Waste.
So you went to the IBM Start Summit, didn't you, on day two,
yes.
What did you get out of the event there?
I think that what they were trying to do is focus people down to, instead of looking at the whole thing, because it's a huge challenge, what we've got to do is we've got to focus down to a few things to start with and then build out from there, because there's so much rhetoric goes on about what we should do that nobody does anything. And that has been the big problem, whether it be politically everyone's arguing and nothing gets done. And I think the intention was, and I'm sure what came out of it, was this sort of focusing in on certain things that have to be driven by people who are in a position of authority, thought leadership, in order that companies, government, actually focus on those things. And let's get those things done, and then we can build out from there afterwards. So yes, I think that came out of the START programme, and I think the whole initiative from His Royal Highness is a wonderful initiative, but he does a huge amount for the environment, as we all know, and is a voice that now, and should always have been, but is now particularly respected with regard to his opinion. So I think what he does today, open up effectively his home to be able to do these things, is wonderful.
And they had a youth day on Sunday at START as well, where people were talking about maybe bringing children into businesses to talk about, I mean, maybe this sort of thing. So if you had groups of kids going into IBM and saying, we think you should do this, do you think that's a good idea, having spent the day with these children?
I think that, and I wish you can look up the reference to this, because I can't. I remember there was a young lady that gave an address to the United Nations some years ago with regard to, this is our world, you know, you have to look after it for us, because otherwise we don't have a future. And that was some 20 years ago. She was addressing the entire United Nations to say, excuse me, this is your responsibility. Because in 150 years, humanity has managed to destroy millions, billions of years in terms of the development of Mother Earth. And we've managed to destroy it. And we have got an absolute moral responsibility to be able to make those changes happen now, instead of pontificate about it and not do anything about it. As far as bringing children into male environment, anything that strikes a conscience of an individual to change must be welcomed with open arms. So yes, I think it's a great idea.